नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी परिचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवारी पश्चादेश धारिणे पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाश्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। During the dramas this year, there was a special experience I had. There was a remembrance due to the environment that took place in my heart. In 1972, in the Syrian Mosque in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, there was a musical drama that was performed by the Vaikuntha Players. It was actually the road show. And Srila Prabhupada attended that, along with devotees from all over America. And I happened to be sitting maybe 20 seats away from Srila Prabhupada. And throughout the dramas, more people were watching Prabhupada than the dramas, because it was so rare to be with Srila Prabhupada. And I remember watching Srila Prabhupada and simultaneously watching the drama and seeing Prabhupada's reactions, responses, and how pleased he was to see his devotees giving their hearts with such enthusiasm to glorify Krishna and to preach the message of Bhagavad Dharma through these reenactments of the Lord's Leelas. And that night, I was just picturing Srila Prabhupada watching these dramas and feeling in my heart how very, very pleased and happy he would be with all of your genuine sincerity in trying to please him and carry on his great legacy of preaching Krishna consciousness. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that there is no one more dear to him than one who preaches to devotees, and no one will ever be more dear to him than those who preach to the devotees. This particular service you have all dedicated yourselves to for so many months is simply preaching to the devotees. Probably 90% of the attendants of the drama are devotees. And how much inspired, how much deeply enriched their bhakti is through the experience of these dramas. We have heard tonight how unifying the experience was amongst all of you participants. But really, the unity that you generated amongst yourselves all of these months came through in the energy of your drama and actually created a great unity amongst all the thousand or so people who were in the audience. That is not something any professional actors can do to people. They can make you laugh and they can make you cry. They can make you fearful and excited, but they cannot create unity. They cannot transform your heart toward God. That has to come by the mercy of Krishna. And Krishna's mercy manifests in this world through the sincere, united efforts of his devotees. Srila Prabhupada, when he saw the Vaikuntha Players in New York City, he was so happy, he actually instructed them to travel all over the world with him and perform dramas. In fact, he said on occasions that these dramas are better than my books. Because when they're based on the scriptures and they're performed by sincere devotees who are following the principles of Krishna consciousness, then the message of the books is presented in such a way that it so deeply absorbs people's consciousness. It changes their hearts. Srila Prabhupada was sitting there those two nights, and he was enjoying very much your sacrifice, your unity, your dedication, and he was showering his blessings upon you. That's the perfection of life. To receive the blessings of a great soul. And the blessings of a great soul really come when they're pleased with you. When a great personality is pleased with you, then you don't have to ask them for blessings. The blessings spontaneously just flow from their hearts. You receive those blessings from Srila Prabhupada and from our whole parampara. None of you were paid even one paisa, as far as I know. In today's world, especially in a city like Bombay, time is money. People are very careful to evaluate how they're utilizing their time, because every moment is a way you could possibly be making money with that time. So many hours for so many months you were all working together without getting paid even one paisa. In fact, many of you were paying. You were actually giving of your own money to help with your roles or to assist with the dramas. This is devotion. This is bhakti. But actually you were paid something far greater than any money. You were receiving the mercy of Krishna. And one drop of mercy of Krishna is more valuable than all the wealth in Indra's treasury. What to speak of the wealth of this earthly planet. You gained great wealth, more than any of the professional actors who are living in beautiful palaces, who have nice cars. They get paid a lot for their performances, but they don't get the mercy of Krishna. What you have earned by your sincerity is something wonderful. Something that cannot even be calculated by our limited intelligence. And each of you, whatever roles you may have played, whether they were prominent or in the back of the stage, the fact that you all work together to make a pleasing offering for Krishna and his devotees, that in and of itself is exalted. And we heard appreciations, so many appreciations for the people who were not even seen by the devotees. That means the actors themselves are very much deeply inspired by those who are simply the unseen servants of the servants of the servants. Actually, to speak on another note, there was one particular devotee, wonderful, sincere devotee who was genuinely surrendering his life, who literally gave his life coming to see your dramas. We hear the word, "I'm dying to see it." He literally died coming to see the dramas. Gopi Ballabha Prabhu. He had night shift. He changed it to day shift specifically because he wanted to come to see those dramas. and he left his body on his way to your dramas. We all miss him very much. Glorious departure by spiritual standards. I would like to thank all of you very, very much, because although your performance is only for 1 hour, you practice months just for 1 hour. In one sense, the practice itself is the final performance, because Krishna judged things just by the final turnout. He judges each moment that you put your devotion into it. And the purpose of these dramas is to please Krishna. He's watching when you're practicing in the bathroom. One of our devotees told me his daughter used to practice in the bathrooms so she wouldn't disturb the rest of the family too much. Krishna's watching at every moment. He's watching when you're having your rehearsals together. And actually, every rehearsal, every practice at home is like a final performance. Because if Krishna's pleased, then that's your success. And of course, part of the excitement is to prepare yourself for that final performance. And in many ways, it's like life. Because in devotional service, we're preparing ourselves for the moment of death. That's our final performance. And we should be rehearsing by chanting our rounds very carefully every day. We should be rehearsing by how we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class and reading the books. We should be rehearsing by how we're actually very selfless in our service and free from ego. From the departure of our beloved devotee, that closing curtain could come at any moment in our lives. And life is a drama. And really, we're rehearsing for that final scene. And every moment of rehearsal is very, very important, because you have to know your lines. And just like Giri Govardhan Prabhu and so many others were telling us, that certain things went wrong right when they went on scene and they were totally blank. Similarly, we don't know what's going to go wrong in our life, and we don't want to go blank at that last moment. We want to know our lines. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We should be very serious. One of the most wonderful parts of the drama is this night when everyone appreciates each other. Actually, this night lasts almost as long as the drama performances. It's a very heart-melting experience for me just to hear all of the devotees really appreciating one another's efforts and their devotional attitudes. And on this night every year, this particular sangam of devotees has a special flavor where I really feel such a sweet, intimate, spiritual family environment amongst everyone. I remember when Jananivas Prabhu was here at our temple. He's one of the most renounced, austere, detached devotees in our society. And he gave a Srimad Bhagavatam class, and the entire class was explaining how in the spiritual world there's only one thing going on, family life. The whole spiritual world is simply family. There's Yashoda and Nanda and Krishna and Vrishabhanu and Kirtida and Sri Radharani and Balaram. Everyone's related. Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda, Nanda, Nandana. The cows and their calves. The bulls, their offspring. It's just everyone is so interrelated in the wonderful family spirit. And every gopi and every gopa of elder age, they love Krishna as their own son. It's the perfection of family life, Goloka Vrindavan. And in our spiritual society, sannyasis, brahmacharis, grihastas, vanaprastas, we're actually one family. And hearing this from such a renounced person, the importance of creating a family environment amongst devotees. Because unless we develop that family environment amongst ourselves and love other Vaishnavas in a family type way, then our consciousness will not really be prepared to go to the supreme family in the spiritual world. And tonight this mood is very much prevailing. There's such a sense of appreciation, a sense of closeness of hearts of so many devotees, regardless of what caste or what educational backgrounds or what income brackets a person is. These things really don't mean anything. What really matters is that we're appreciating each other's sincerity and devotion. And this is something that I have very much appreciated, that these efforts of these dramas really bring out that spirit amongst devotees. It's very healthy for you, very healthy for me to see, very healthy for the whole congregation to be touched by. The performances were simply wonderful. I was sitting next to the best of the dramatic critics, Srinathji. He could certainly give 1 star or 5 stars to anything by the standards of New York Times or other such. He really knows theater. His background was, he has a lot of that experience. But he also really knows bhakti. And he was synthesizing the two and having such deep, profound appreciations of your efforts. So as Adi Keshav Prabhu was saying, it really doesn't matter how well the performance is. What really matters is the sincerity and actual detachment from the results. You're just trying your very best for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna and the Vaishnavas. But what is extraordinary is how, when devotees have that spirit, how they're actually surcharged to have dramatic performances, which I do not think even the best actors and actresses can perform. Our little Rishima, I don't think any secular actress of that age could perform such a role. So simply, she was empowered. Madhava Prabhu, he was empowered. It was coming from his heart. Yogesh Chandra Prabhu, playing the role of Yamaraj. Sitanath, playing the role of Ajamil, our very chaste, shy, humble devotee Sita playing a prostitute, kind and gentle Vishwarup playing Ravana, the devotee with great equilibrium Krishna Chandra playing Duryodhana, and Srinivas, who is already so conditioned to be Duryodhana, playing Arjuna, and Jitesh and Sridhama and others playing Yamadutas, Pooja playing Kaikeyi,
very difficult roles. Difficult, difficult roles for these devotees. But yet, this is all of the performers. I mentioned a few names, but actually, I'm mentioning all of your names. You are outstanding from the technical point of view, from the theatrical point of view. But it didn't come by your theatrical expertise. It just manifested that way because of your sincere devotion. Those who wrote the scripts were very much pleased and impressed because each script left within the heart of the audience a very deep and profound message. And that's a very important part of our dramas, that they're not performed simply for entertainment. People should leave with an experience of devotion and a message deeply implanted within their hearts. And that was very much accomplished successfully in each of your performances. I thank you all very, very much. And I'm extremely grateful for your efforts. And I believe the result or the experience that has come from this drama is something that will create unity, respect, appreciation, and devotion amongst yourselves way beyond the performance, but hopefully for the rest of the year and the rest of your lives. Hare Krishna.